Hello, I'm coming to you here from the World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin at the Arm & Hammer booth. And with me, I'm speaking to a nutritionist today. And Dr. Bascom, can you give me your name, please? And tell me a little bit about yourself, what you do.
I'm Scott Bascom. I am a dairy nutritionist. I work with dairy producers in northern Illinois and southern and central Wisconsin. And I have lived in Wisconsin for 5 years. I have a PhD from Virginia Tech, a master's degree from the University of New Hampshire, and a bachelor's degree from Virginia Tech. I grew up on a dairy farm in New England, and my love has always been cows and working with cows, so that's why I do what I do.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the trends that we've seen recently as far as your clients' dairies. Milk fat production in particular, because we've been seeing some issues with that.
Yeah, the crop year 09 was one of the worst I've seen for milk fat tests. We had lots of herds that would traditionally be 3.7, 3.8 fat tests that had a hard time getting to 3.5, and I've had some herds that it was a challenge to stay at 3.0, and cows that otherwise appeared healthy. Normally we think of milk fat depression as being associated with acidosis. These cows didn't have any signs of acidosis typically, other than we had a horrible milk fat test.
Well, now, and I guess that's what you're telling me, as far as the declines, how did they impact your customers' herds?
Well, the biggest impact was the economic impact. Not only did we have a low base milk price, but then we were getting deductions because our milk fat test was less than 3.5.
So you made some nutritional changes then as a result of this. What did you change, and how did you change it to combat these declining milk fat levels?
Well, to be honest, it was very frustrating. I have a PhD, so I'm supposed to have all the answers, right? So initially we started with the starch angle and the forages, looking for sorting, effective fiber, and didn't have any luck. Then we moved on to thinking maybe it's a vegetable oil thing, pulling distillers, roasted soybeans, sources of vegetable oil out of the diet, and we might get very small responses to milk fat, but not the response we were looking for. So the things we traditionally did were really frustrating. One of the things that I learned about through my Church and Dwight reps was the positive response seen in university trials to DCAD balance in milk fat tests. So that kind of piqued our interest, and we started looking into that.
So when did you decide then to start balancing the rations for the dietary DCAD?
The cation anion balance, or DCAD.
Okay.
We probably talked about it for too long before we actually did something. My first experiences were in early June, where we balanced a couple of herds for DCAD balance. And what we did in these herds is we ran a wet chemistry analysis on the forages for minerals, particularly sodium, chloride, sulfur, some of those type of minerals that can influence the cation-anion balance. And some of these herds, we found that the chloride level was 2.5 to 3 times higher than the value we had been using, indicating that we had too much of a negative anion balance, which theoretically could impact milk fat.
Now, you've got a paper here that shows the results, that the sign of results that you saw when the DCAD Plus was fed, right?
Yes, I do. The results we saw were pretty impressive, so I want to quote some actual numbers. In one farm in mid-May to early June, we were struggling to get to a 3.5 fat test. We averaged 3.47 for the second half of May with lows of 3.39, and occasionally we'd get to a little over 3.5. It was about the 5th of June when we put a new diet in place, balanced for DCAD. Between the 5th and the 19th, we averaged 3.68 in this herd, with some days a little bit over 3.7. So in a very short period of time, we saw a response. I brought my notes because people tell me this all the time. It's too good to be true. But what we did in the diet of this herd is we brought some DCAD Plus in. Because we had high chloride levels, we reduced the amount of salt to 1 ounce per head per day. We also brought some buffer in to bring the sodium back in that we lost when we pulled the salt back. So some fairly simple changes. On this particular farm, that resulted in 40 cents more income per hundredweight of milk with those changes. The second farm, same time period, early June, we were averaging a 3.46 in the herd, with occasionally we'd hit 3.5 fat. we adjusted the diets. Within a nine-day period, we were as high as a 3.7 and got as high as a 3.75. That first 9 days on the balanced diet, we averaged a 3.66 fat diet. And this herd, we had particularly high chloride in the forages. We couldn't do as much adjustment as we'd like because the farmer was committed to feed those forages. But we brought DCAD in, reduced the salt. We brought some buffer in to make up that sodium. And we raised the DCAD balance in the diet about 8 points. So in this particular herd, again, we were about 35 cents more pay price per hundredweight of milk with those adjustments in the diet.
Okay, so 35 cents per hundredweight. Now, you've got a pretty impressive number here at the end here of the value of that then in terms of the dollar value of how much that basically how that paid off for that particular operation.
Yes, and unfortunately in my notes I don't have the exact herd size here, but for one herd, you know, about a, let's see, 2 week period, this was a result of $400 more milk income on this particular herd, and the other herd a similar trend. So with the quick response we saw to the DCAD plus, it was almost an immediate increase in their milk check just from the added fat in the diet.
So that's a pretty impressive cost-benefit ratio.
It is. And I didn't calculate the ROI, and I probably wouldn't because the number is so big, I wouldn't believe somebody if they told me that. But we were impressed with how quickly we saw a response. Of course, the farmers were impressed with how quickly they saw a response. So not only did we do the right thing for the cows, but we built a stronger rapport with our customers who felt we actually brought some value to them.
Wow, you did something. Yay. All right, well, tell me about your experience of working with Arm & Hammer Animal Nutrition and how that figures into what you did here.
I've worked with Arm & Hammer Nutrition in a variety of ways. When I was a little kid on the farm, my grandfather started feeding some product called sodium bicarb that had Arm & Hammer on the bag. Then when I was herdsman of the family farm, we always had some bicarb in the diets. And then I've been a nutritionist both in New England and Wisconsin, so we've always used some sort of Arm & Hammer product, whether it was Megalac, Bicarb, DCAD Plus, BioClore, Fermentin, and each of those products has a unique fit and unique situations. So I have a lot of experience with Arm & Hammer. I've always been impressed with the quality of the products, the quality of the technical support. Particularly the group here in Wisconsin is always bringing me new ideas, and I've learned when they bring me a new idea to listen. There's been a few times I haven't listened and wished I had because they were right. So not only is it the value of the products at Arm & Hammer, it's the value of the people and their concern and compassion for the dairy industry.
Well, and it's nice to know that this is a company that works very well with the nutritionists who then in turn work with the producers themselves to show good results like that.
Yeah, that's essential in this competitive business. We need partners that cover all those areas. Some companies out there are just focused on one or two things, a lower price or maybe a lot of marketing splash. Arm & Hammer just has a lot of depth. They help us in a lot of areas, and so it's fun to work with them.
All right, very good. Well, thank you very much here at World Dairy Expo at the Arm & Hammer booth. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.